GOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for the 2015-2016 fiscal year and beyond.
Priority number three for the government for the 2015-2016 fiscal year seeks to ensure improved security and safety so that citizens will feel confident to live, work, raise families, and do business in Jamaica. To achieve this goal, a number of measures are being implemented under the Jamaica Constabulary Force's JCF 5 strategic priorities to improve performance in crime prevention, administration, operations, and communications. Also, through the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, the Tourism and Entertainment Ministry has taken a number of steps to assist the government to achieve its mission of improving the safety and security for all Jamaicans and those who visit the island.
Our tourism master plan mandates that the TEF ensures the full development of our traditional resort areas. This is critical to the economic and social well-being of the people who live in those areas.
Minister of Tourism and Entertainment, Dr. Wicker McNeil. To help maintain law and order, the TEF provided part funding support for the installation of a closed-circuit television CCTV system in the resort town of Ojerias.
These security systems in public spaces will improve the safety and security of Jamaicans and visitors alike. And the installation of the CCTV system will help to discourage harassers and will also help us in our mission to fight crime.
The system, valued at $107 million, brings to fore the number of towns where CCTV systems have been installed, including Maypen, Mandeville, and Montego Bay.
The system is a 90-camera system and is presently equipped with 36 cameras in 33 locations, covering the main areas of this town. The system combines some of the latest technologies. The system has been equipped with solar technology, so we have significantly reduced the probability of the signals being affected through interruptions in the power supply.
Head of the Modernization Initiatives and Strategic Priorities at the Ministry of National Security, Dr. Canute Thompson. The high-tech system, which includes a mixture of pan, tilt and zoom and fixed cameras, will be monitored 24 hours per day by a select team of 12 duty surveillance officers who are able to access footage in real time with its 36 terabyte storage capacity.
Making greater use of technology more broadly is one of the deliberate strategies employed by the Ministry of National Security in the interest of citizen security and in reinforcing a culture of lawfulness.
Minister of National Security Peter Bunting. He says the installation of the CCTV systems in select areas is the first stage in what will become a part of a national plan to improve security across the island.
The next step that we're looking at is, rather than having a distributed system, is using a wide area network so that we can actually have a national monitoring center where all the CCTV systems, not just the ones being used by police, but the ones being used by the National Works Agency, some of the parish councils, the ones being used by even private operators who are willing to patch them in to the national system, because the value of the system really increases almost exponentially based on the number of cameras that you have on it.
The project forms part of the government's overall mandate to improve public safety and security across the island by deterring criminal behavior, reducing the fear of crime, and assisting the JCF in its enforcement and regulatory functions. In the meantime, Police Commissioner Dr. Carl Williams is assuring all law-abiding Jamaicans that the cameras will be used in a very responsible way and that the privacy of persons will be protected.
The CCTV system will also be an evidence-gathering tool where the cameras are not only used to film incidents, but they will be able to film police responses and police conduct in their interaction with citizens.
The Jamaica Constabulary Force is committed to ensuring that the national security of the country is maintained by making Jamaica a safe and a secure place for its citizens.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.